for. Abuser's six-month campaign of violence. A domestic abuser from Ashburton has been found guilty of conducting a six-month campaign of violence and intimidation against his former partner. Zachary Coleman tried to throttle the terrified woman and hit her in the mouth so violently that her teeth were pushed through her bottom lip. He became irrationally jealous, launching one attack after she thanked a man who let her jump a queue at a cash machine, and another after falsely accusing her of sleeping with his boss. His rages also caused damage at her home in South Devon, where he punched a hole in the wall, broke her phone, and snapped off the door handle in her kitchen, forcing her to jump out of the window. Coleman, 35, of Higher Roeburgh, Ashburton, denied but was found guilty of strangulation, assault causing actual bodily harm, common assault, controlling and coercive behaviour, and criminal damage by a jury at Exeter Crown Court. He was remanded in custody by recorder Andrew Willits, who ordered the probation service to prepare a pre-sentence report. He told him, "I have to warn you that custody in this case is inevitable. The length of the sentence has still to be determined." Miss Evie Dean, prosecuting, said Coleman was in a relationship with the victim and living at her home in Torbay in October 2022 when the controlling behaviour began. Coleman denied all the assaults and told the jury he was the victim of his girlfriend's jealousy and aggression during the incidents.
Teignbridge firefighters called to City Blaze. Fire crews from Newton Abbott and Bobby Tracy assisted their colleagues from Exeter and East Devon tackling a commercial building fire in Exeter on Monday night, February the 5th. Initially, three crews responded to the blaze in the derelict building, but due to the size of the flames that were visible from nearly a mile away, the incident commander asked for additional firefighting resources. A spokesman from Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service said, "Fire Control received several calls reporting a large fire within a derelict building in Water Lane just before 10 p.m. A total of eight fire engines and several specialist appliances, including an aerial platform and drone unit, tackled the blaze. By 11:30 p.m, the main seat of the fire had been extinguished and crews left the scene at 1:05 a.m. The cause of the fire is being investigated.
Police slam shocking 99 mile per hour speed in a 30 zone. Speeds of more than 99 miles per hour have been recorded in a Newton Abbott street where the limit is 30 miles per hour. The shocking figures were detected in St Mary Church Road, captured on portable equipment provided by Newton Abbott Town Council with a grant from the Police and Crime Commissioner after residents expressed concerns about road safety. It has prompted hope of new permanent speed cameras, meaning that those who break the rules could face hefty fines or driving bans. The VASS, Vehicle Activated Speed Signs, were set up in St Mary Church Road between June 1st and July 3rd, when more than 20,000 vehicles exceeded 35 miles per hour and 119 drivers topping 60 miles per hour. Between December 8th and January 2nd, more than 22,000 drivers ignored the 30-mile-an-hour speed limit with speeds of 89.05, 89.37 and 99.24 miles per hour being detected. During a Speedwatch session in Ashburton Road on Sunday, February 4th, Speed Detection Officer Dave Burrows of Devon and Cornwall Police slammed this behaviour. He said, "I've spent the last 30 years dealing with serious and fatal road accidents. I'm an experienced collision investigator, and at that speed, the occupants of a car or anyone else wouldn't stand a chance." The man responsible for much of Newton Abbott's Speedwatch activity is former Mayor Councillor Mike Joyce. He and his volunteers have spent several years supporting the police. 99 miles an hour in a 30 zone is frightening, he said. It scares me to death to think that someone could be doing that speed. But the result of all the statistics we've sent to the police is that County Highways have said they're going to recommend installing a static camera there. There'd be no need for this if people abided by the speed limits. But it's good news that our efforts have been rewarded and the problem taken seriously. We look forward to more success stories elsewhere in such towns as Ashburton and Torquay Road, where residents have also expressed concerns.
Homeless pitch up on promenade. Three tents have been erected on Tynmouth seafront. They are understood to be housing homeless people and have been positioned on an area of grass along the promenade. Charity Hits and Teignbridge Council are organising efforts to help those believed to be living in the tents. An outreach team from Teignbridge Council was expected to visit the people there. County Councillor and Hits trustee David Cox said, "No one needs to be sleeping in tents. We have emergency temporary accommodation available, and Hits will be going down to the seafront to check on them. This is not a safe place for them to be, as it is exposed and open to the elements." And this is accompanied by a photograph of the three tents on Tynmouth seafront.
Trial date for man accused of assault. A Kingstainton man is to be stand at trial accused of assaulting a woman. Lee Bunclark, 45, of Broadway Avenue, is charged with assault, causing actual bodily harm to a woman who cannot be named, at Kingstainton on February the 18th, 2023. The case was adjourned for trial before Plymouth magistrates on May the 3rd.